How can I know God's will? Why do I do what I don't want to do? How long should I keep praying? How can I stop worrying? Thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we begin a series called Hard Questions. Pastor Rick Warren will share from God's Word in order to help us navigate through the muddy waters of life's seemingly unanswerable questions. If you'd love to help the kids you know learn God's Word, then stay with us, because in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about God's Big Plans for Me, an easy-to-understand storybook Bible by Pastor Rick Warren. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called, How Can I Know God's Will?
One of the facts of life that you learn from experience is this. As you grow older, the questions get tougher. As you grow older, the questions grow harder. Now, this is obviously true in school. I mean, 12th grade tests are no comparison to first grade tests. But I mean more than that. I'm talking about life, life in its essence. When you were a little child, the questions are pretty easy. Questions like, Mommy, why is the sky blue? How do trees grow? Where does the sun go at night? You know, those kind of questions. As you begin to grow a little bit older, the questions get a little bit tougher. Mommy, why did Grandma die? Mommy, why didn't God make me pretty like her? Or, why did my parents get a divorce? And as you grow into adulthood, they can get even tougher. Questions like, why can't I find somebody to love? What went wrong with my marriage? Or what is the whole point of it all? And so tonight we're going to start a new series. Tom's going to help me on this message as we start in a new series that I'm simply calling Hard Questions. And we're going to look at what does the Bible say about some of the hardest issues of life. Why do bad things happen to good people? What is the whole point of life? And tonight in particular, how can I know God's will? How can I know what God wants me to do with my life? Now, life is a series of choices and decisions, and your success in life is largely determined by your decisions. You make good decisions, you're going to make it. You make dumb ones, you're not. It's real simple. And because you are a human being, the possibility for failure in your decisions is quite high. We've all made a lot of real dumb decisions. And some of you tonight are probably facing some major decisions in your life. Questions about your career or your marriage or your future and your health, and you just don't know what to do. And you ask questions like, do I hold on or do I let go? Do I get in or do I get out? Should I make a move or should I stay still? Do I get married or do I not? And these are real issues. And even after we make decisions, even with our prayer and asking God for help, a lot of times we second guess ourselves and we torture ourselves after we've made a decision with, did I do the right thing? Did I do the right thing? Now the Bible says that God wants you to know His will. He's not playing games with you. He's not playing cat and mouse, hide and seek, guess, you know, what's behind door number three kind of thing. God wants you to know His will. In the passage that Pastor Tom read, notice there in the outline, be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. God wants you to understand His will. He wants you to understand His purpose, His plan, His scheme for your life. And life is a journey. And because of that journey, God has given us three things. First, he's given us a roadmap. That's this book right here, the Bible. And then he's given us a compass, which is our conscience, which kind of guides us along. But sometimes the compass can get out of whack. And then he's given us a personal guide, which is his Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, that will actually guide you. When you're lost in a desert, it helps not to just have a map. It helps to have a personal guide who's been there. And God says, I'll help you. And God wants you, get this, God wants to guide you more than you even want to be guided. So what's the problem? You say, I want God to guide me, but I still get confused. I still don't know what to do. Well, often the problem is we're looking for the wrong thing. So tonight, I want us to look at just two questions. What is God's will, and how do I find it? How do I know it? How do I get in on it? First, what is God's will? First, let me tell you what it's not. If you might write this down. Number one, it's not a feeling. God's will is not a feeling. Now, this is the mystical approach to God's will, and it appeals to all you right-brain people. You know, you're out there looking for a feeling, looking for a sensation, looking for that ocean of emotion, that quiver in your liver. You may be looking for a supernatural sign, but you want God to just kind of, touch your emotions and pull that heartstring and bam, you'll know exactly what to do. And the technique for the feeling approach to God's will kind of goes like this. Let your mind go blank. Not very hard for some of you, but let your mind go blank and get neutral, close your eyes, and just wait. Wait for this, you know, impression, this quiver, this emotion. The problem, of course, is that feelings are highly, highly, highly unreliable. If you always just do what you feel in life, you're going to be a failure. Because feelings will guide you in the wrong way. There are many, many sources. Feelings can come from fatigue. Feelings can come from your hormones. Feelings can come from an event you just experienced, something you read, something you saw, something you listened to, a movie, you know, all kinds of stuff like that. And they're very unreliable. How many of you, here's a little question. How many of you have ever made a decision based on feelings and you discovered it was dead, flat out wrong? Can I see your hands? Okay, I rest my case. We don't have to go over that point very long. You're all experts at knowing that feelings lie. People say, well, it feels right. Well, that does not mean it is right. Feelings lie. The Bible says so. The Bible tells us in Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is deceitful. What does that mean? It means that my heart even plays tricks on me. I've stopped trying to figure out other people's motives because I can't even figure it out my own half the time. The heart is deceitful. It plays tricks on you. If I had listened to my feelings, I would have never married Kay. Because the day before that wedding, my feelings said, run! You know, and it was fear. It was a pure, unadulterated fear. And I do want to remind you, of course, that the devil can create feelings. So you don't wait for a feeling when you're trying to figure out God's plan for your life. Number two, though, it's not a formula. It's not a formula. Now, this is the mechanical approach to God's will, and this appeals to all you left-brain people. You're so logical and rational, and you've got it all figured out. And what you want to do is you want to look for a formula. You want a recipe. You want a, you know, step-by-step procedure, a ritual. And the truth is, most books written on how to know God's will are this second kind of formula approach. You know, do this, do that, wait, presto, magico, and, you know, you got a decision. Follow these 27 steps and you're guaranteed results. But it doesn't work that way. Now, we think it works that way because we've been conditioned by TV. TV has conditioned us that every problem can be solved in 30 minutes with three commercials.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you'd like to reach out to Rick to let him know how this broadcast has blessed you, go ahead and email him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com.
If you'd like to be a blessing to the children God has placed in your life, let us tell you about God's Big Plans for Me. It's a storybook Bible by Pastor Rick Warren. this 223-page, hardcover, full-color, beautifully illustrated children's Bible includes 40 well-loved Bible stories to help kids practically engage with God's Word. Each Bible story has an introduction from Pastor Rick that helps readers, young and old, understand the Word of God so they can begin to discover God's great purposes for their lives. Their eyes will light up as they turn the beautifully illustrated pages and really start to get what God wants to say to their young hearts and minds. God's Big Plans for Me is so much more than just a book filled with cute pictures of Bible characters. It's a fun and effective way to introduce grade school-age children to God's everlasting truths. Today, when you financially support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, we'll send you a copy of God's Big Plans for Me. To get your copy of this great resource, just call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get yours. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Once again, here's Rick.
And so we want instant results. We want everything to be easy. We want it all to be in a simple formula that it'll instantly change my life. And, you know, all the bestsellers are these 10 easy step type books, you know, Cooking for Dummies, An Idiot's Guide to Building a Nuclear Reactor, those kind of, Embalming Made Easy. We want these simple step-by-step things that it's, the most difficult things. There's two problems with the formula approach to God's will. In the first place, the formulas often contradict. I have in my library 12 books on God's will. The problem is they all give a different formula. Often contradictory. And it doesn't work, because the formulas don't fit. The other problem, though, the deeper problem with this approach is that there's no room for failure. There's no room for mistakes. If God's will is a recipe, what if you leave out one ingredient? I mean, if you leave baking soda out of a recipe, you got the difference between a birthday cake and a pancake. There's a big difference there if you just leave one thing out. And you say, well, what if I have 52 steps to knowing God's will and I leave out number 37? Let me just say this real clearly to you as your pastor. God's will is not a closed system. It is dynamic. God's will is not always an issue of choosing A or B. In fact, many times God's will be A to Z and any of them are okay. It's your choice. God's will is not a matter of everything's in black or white or it's either or. As I said, A or B. God's will is much, much greater than that. Most Christians do not realize that there is far more freedom in God's will than we realize. God solved a lot of your problems when you gave you a brain. Why would he give you a brain and not expect you to use it? And so, it's not just this closed system. I mean, it goes back to this issue we dealt with probably 4 or 5 months ago. This myth of there's only one right person in the world for me to marry. Folks, that's not in the Bible. There's not one place in the Bible that says there's only one right person for you to marry. I mean, just think about, again, how that breaks down the logic of it. What if one person marries the wrong person? The whole chain breaks down. I mean, maybe I'm supposed to be married to you, and you're supposed to be, but you married somebody else, and they married somebody else, and we're all in trouble. That one just breaks down on sheer logic. And then there's the issue of, well, God has this recipe formula, and yet, Rick, I blew it 10 years ago. I made this really stupid decision. I walked away from God. I didn't do the right thing, and I'm paying for it still. And so for the rest of my life, I must settle for second best. There's only one problem with that view. It's not biblical. Not one place in the Bible do you see the phrase second best. It's not in the Bible. It's not in the Bible. In fact, my Bible tells me, that great believers often made enormous mistakes. Major, enormous mistakes. And it doesn't say that God gave up on them. What it does say is God doesn't give second best, but God does give a second chance. Are you grateful for that? Yeah, I am. There's nothing in the Bible about second best. There's a lot in the Bible about second chance. So God's will is not a feeling, and God's will is not a formula. What is God's will? It is a relationship. God's will is a relationship. It's not rules, it's a relationship. It's not a life map, it's a lifestyle. It's not an agenda of 52 things to do, it is an attitude of life. And God says, this is what I want you to do. I want you to develop a relationship with me. Let's read this verse together, 1 Corinthians 1:9. Read it aloud. God has invited you into this wonderful friendship with his son, Jesus Christ. Circle that word, friendship. God wants to be your friend. God wants you to be his friend. That is so mind-blowing. It's amazing. God says, I want you to have a relationship. Now look up here. There is very little in the Bible about the technique of knowing God's will. Very little. But there are thousands and thousands of verses that talk about developing a loving relationship with Jesus Christ. Why? Because that's the issue. God's will is a relationship. When you've got that down, the closer you get to Christ, the more intimate, the better you know him, the less problem you're going to have with this issue. When I first got married to Kay, I needed a lot of guidance as a husband. Fortunately, my wife was very eager to give it. Honey, you need to do this. You need to do that. You need to do this. She was very upfront about giving me guidance as a new husband. Now, many, many years later, I'd have to say this. I know my wife. I know her very, very well. I know she could be sitting here tonight, and I know she'd be thinking about what I just said. And I can read her like a book, and I know I can see things that are going to happen, and I know exactly how she's going to react. Because I know my wife. I know her intimately. And because of that, she doesn't have to give me all these rules and regulations and guidance much anymore because I already know. Sometimes I just watch her eyes. And as I watch her eyes, I know exactly what she's thinking. Now, she does the same with me. That's part of building an intimate relationship. The Bible says God wants you to watch his eyes. He guides us with his eyes. Why? Well, you know, it's like, you ever been in a room where you can't point and you're kind of going, you know? And, your friend may be a little slow. Go, what, you got a tick or something, you know? It's because they don't really know you. They don't really know you. So here's the key. Here's the key. How do I know God's will? What is God's will? It's a relationship. The key is focus on God, not guidance. Focus on God, not guidance. And the better you get to know him, the less confusion you're going to have about what his will is. Get to know God, and everything else becomes secondary. So, how do I know God's will? Let me just give you some principles that Tom and I are going to share with you tonight from God's word. Number one, if I want to know God's will, first, admit. Admit that I need guidance. Now, the truth is, sometimes this is tough because we don't like to admit it when we're confused. Men especially don't like to do this. It is not in our nature to stop and ask for directions. It is against the manly rule to stop and ask for directions. You know, guys who stop and ask for directions, they're not manly men, they're girly girls. Okay. All right, so, you know, it's just, it is not in my nature to stop and say, hey, I'm lost. Okay? So, but that's why when it comes to knowing God's will, it takes some real courage to admit it. But the first step, if you want to know God's will, is admit your confusion. Psalm 25:9, he guides the humble. Circle the word humble. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. If you're arrogant, if you're conceited, if you think you got it all figured out, God's going to say, be my guest. go right ahead. Just go right, go ahead for it. I've had people tell me, you know, Rick, I've been a Christian for 10, 20 years, and I've never really felt God guiding me. Well, maybe it's because you've never admitted you need it. You just go to work assuming that you know what to do without having to pray about it. You make financial decisions all the time without praying about it. You make vacation plans without praying about it. You make career decisions without praying about it. If you're single, you ask people out on a date without praying about it. Why? You think you know. Well, first, you might want to stop and admit that you need guidance. Then number two, ask. Ask in faith for directions. Ask in faith for directions. James says, you have not because you ask not. Jesus said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will be open. Ask, seek, and knock. First letters, A-S-K. He just three ways of saying ask. James 1, 5 and 6. Look at this verse. If you want to know what God really wants you to do, ask him.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime, or you can download the Daily Hope podcast on your computer, smartphone, or tablet. Rick will be back in a moment with a final word, so please stay with us. The Bible says children are a gift from the Lord. Do you have special kids that the Lord has placed in your life? Maybe you have your own kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, or kids in your neighborhood that are part of your life. You can help them get closer to God by encouraging them to read God's Word. We're so excited to tell you about a brand new resource for kids called God's Big Plans for Me. It's a storybook Bible by Pastor Rick Warren. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
In Matthew 19:14, Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." How do we bring children to Jesus? Well, the best way is to read the Bible with them. You know, when my kids were growing up, I could always see their excitement about Jesus grow every time we read stories from the Bible together. Now, I see that same excitement when I read the Bible with my grandchildren. I love teaching them at such an early age that God created them for a purpose, that they are not an accident, that they matter to God, and that He has a special plan for their lives. So I'm excited to tell you that I've teamed up with a very gifted children's illustrator to prepare a new Bible for children. It's called God's Big Plans for Me, Storybook Bible. Your kids will learn from God's Word in ways that are easy to understand. And long after they learn to read on their own, this storybook Bible is going to keep on encouraging them to trust in God's promises. The God's Big Plans for Me storybook Bible contains 40 well-loved Bible stories that will help your kids learn how to apply God's Word to their lives. Each story is beautifully illustrated. It's incredible. And includes an introduction from me that encourages them to discover God's great purpose for them. It's fun, it's effective, it's entertaining, it's challenging, it's captivating. It's a great way to introduce children to God's eternal truths. Now, I'll send you this Bible for Children, God's Big Plans for Me storybook Bible, just as a way of saying thanks when you give a gift to Daily Hope today. We depend on your gifts. I want you to have this as my thank you gift to you. I hope you'll get a copy for all the children in your life, your kids, your grandchildren, nieces, nephews, even children you know in your neighborhood. They'll all love this. We've had nothing but 100% great feedback from people who've seen the God's Big Plans for Me storybook Bible.
Request yours today by calling 800-600-5004. That's 1-800-600-5004 today. Or just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. Thanks in advance for your support. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.